crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
As we talked about during that last commercial break, we had just an epic, epic weekend of local sports here in the Castle Country area. Unfortunately, the baseball season coming to a close for the Emory Spartan baseball team. They gave it a great run. They gave us a lot to talk about last week. Their season comes to a close with back-to-back losses to North Sevier and Grand. The Carbondale baseball team, fantastic showing for those guys in the first two rounds. Cole Fawcett was fantastic. Dallin Maurer was fantastic. The seniors doing a lot of work for the Dinos. You can recap their first two games at CastleCountryRadio.com. But for this particular segment on Drive Time Sports, we're going to talk Carbon Lady Dino softball. Now, the Lady Dinos went toe-to-toe with Stansbury in the opening round. Unfortunately, it didn't quite work out for the Lady Dinos. They suffered a 6-3 loss, but they bounced back in a big way, and they knocked off Morgan 13-3. Now they await the loser of Grantsville and Cedar City, and the Lady Dinos will be back on the field Thursday at 4:15 p.m. Joining us right now to talk about the opening weekend and how things went for the Lady Dinos, we have head coach Wade Williams. Coach, as always, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jordan. It's good to talk to you and appreciate your support of Carbon High softball.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My pleasure, Coach. Let's start by talking about the 3A state tournament. You guys opened up against a very difficult opponent in Stansbury. Last week when we had you on the show, we talked about Region 10 and how difficult it really was. I mean, we had three teams tied at the top going into the final week. You guys come out on the short end 6-3, but this was a closely contested game throughout.
Yeah, it was a good game. Both teams hit the ball well. Both teams played good defense. Unfortunately, they hit two home runs that put more runs on the board for them than us. So I think those two hits were really the difference in the game.
And with that being said, Kenley Nelson gets the loss on the hill. It's almost I hate that statistic for pitchers because I know it's not indicative of how she pitched through the game. I mean, you talk about the two home runs. Outside of that, she pitched a gem for you guys.
She really did, and actually only one of the home runs was off of her. She pitched well. She's pitched well for us all year long. So, and then McKenna Sorensen come in and pitched well as well. So I'm real happy with our pitchers and what they've done this year.
How did you prepare for Stansbury, Coach? Or is there a way to prepare for a team at this stage in the season? Or is it kind of you know it or you don't? I mean, how do you go into the state tournament preparing?
I think it's more mental than anything. You just got to go prepared to, you know, the girls got to go prepared to give it their all. I think for the most part they did that.
You guys definitely had your fair share of hits. As far as getting those hits across the plate seemed to be the problem.
Yeah, correct. You know, we do struggle with the small ball a little bit. So that's something, you know, we got a couple more days when you work on it and be ready for Thursday's game.
Well, let's talk about a more positive outing for you guys. Faced with elimination, the girls respond beautifully, and you guys really take it to Morgan, knocking them off 13-3 to advance in the one-loss bracket. So, season on the line, the girls come out, and it looks like they fired on all cylinders.
Yeah, we were a little slow coming out. We scored most runs later in the game, but, you know, it's tough coming off that loss. We really wanted that first win, and, you know, it took them a little while to adjust and, you know, decide that we're good enough and we want to win this game. And then, yeah, then it was lights out.
You know, with all that being said, Coach, did you sense some urgency later on in the contest? Did you have to remind the girls that, look, if we don't win this game, it's over. The season's over with.
Yeah, it was about the fourth, fifth inning when we had that little talk with them about, hey, you know, let's leave it all on the field. Let's have no regrets. And they responded well, so I was happy about that.
Well, let's talk about McKenna Sorensen. I mean, she's the winning pitcher in this game. She also has three singles, four RBIs for you guys. It's not a bad outing for an individual.
No, McKenna's pitched well for us most of the year. I think when I look at the stats, she's usually either number one or number two on the whole team for the entire season as far as getting on base. She rarely strikes out, and she always seems to bring her A game.
You know, Coach, looking back at the way the year has gone for you guys, I think it's going to be very difficult for a team to beat Carbon if you guys are scoring anywhere up to 10 runs. I mean, it seems like most of your losses, they've been, you know, 6, 4, 5 runs. I mean, you guys have really played so good defensively. When you guys put up double digits in runs, you're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah. And that's kind of been my emphasis. I thought Carbon, we've traditionally been strong on defense. I've tried to take a little different approach this year, a little more emphasis on the offense. And I'm not sure if that's paid off yet, but if you look, we're right where we were last year. So it's kind of bizarre, but it was deja vu all over again down in St. George with the same four teams that were down there last year, went down there this year, and the same outcome.
Well, for somebody who's in their first year as head coach of this program, was it a sigh of relief knowing that your season, you extended your season at least another week?
Yeah, it's, I don't know how long it's been since, you know, we've gone to the second round of the state tournament back-to-back. Last year was the first time we'd done it in a while, and then to turn around and do it again, you know, I'm happy. But that just, mainly that's the girls. We have a lot of young girls that, the credit's theirs. They played well.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Wade Williams of the Carbon Lady Dino softball squad. Coach, we'll take a look at what the future holds for you guys. Now you await the loser between Grantsville and Cedar City. So even though you guys do advance past Morgan, I mean, the next game is going to be very difficult for you guys. Those are two great teams. And again, one of them from Region 10.
Right. Yeah, between you and I hope we get Cedar. It doesn't matter, though. We'll give it our best shot.
When you look at, do you start to look, Coach, at who you may play beyond your next contest, or do you kind of just stay focused game by game? How does that work for you in the state tournament? I know a lot of coaches, they have a different philosophy in that regard.
I take it one game at a time. I have, you know, the dads keep me informed of every possible scenario. So one of the dads, he's kind of like my scout. So he keeps me up on all the possibilities.
Well, as far as Region 12 goes, Coach, Canyon View, they're still playing. Of course, Carbon, and then we have Juab. They're the only Region 12 team without a single loss at this stage in the tournament. Any surprises there for you at all?
No. I was very impressed with Juab this year. I expect them to, you know, probably be the one, if not the number two team when this is all over. Their pitching has just been was phenomenal. We really struggled against them.
Well, I think it definitely speaks volumes to Region 12 as well. I mean, you guys end up tied for second place. You talked about it last week. You said you felt that you were the second best team in the region. You speak highly of Juab, so it was not too bad to finish behind those guys.
Right. And you know, when you get to the state tournament, I think you kind of, your rivals that you've fought against all year, you actually change, and you want them to do well to prove to the state how good our region is.
And again, we haven't even talked about North St. Pete yet. That's another Region 12 team that is still alive at the bottom of the tournament. So, I mean, all in all, there's a great chance that if you guys can handle some business, you may see some familiar foes in the next couple of rounds.
Yeah, well, we're set to where, you know, if we bring our head game, I feel we can still maybe surprise some people, maybe not, but I think we have the possibility to go as deep as Carbon's gone in the state tournament for quite a few years.
It is an interesting situation that you're in now, Coach, because you come back for about 3 days of practice before you guys get back at it on Thursday. What do you do this week? Do you hone it down a little bit? Is it more walkthroughs to make sure that you're healthy going into Thursday? I mean, how do you approach this?
Yeah, we just kind of fine tune. We'll spend a lot of time hitting still, seeing lots of different pitching, lots of at bats. The pitchers will kind of just take them slow, let the, you know, their arms rest from the weekend, and just keep them going. So we'll be at 100% come Thursday.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to it, Coach. Again, thank you very much for taking out the time today. Congratulations on the win against Morgan and extending the season. And hopefully we can talk again next week and recap the entire season.
Sounds good, Jordan. I'll look forward to it.
I'm definitely looking forward to it as well, Coach. Thank you. Again, you can get a complete recap of the weekend for both Kirbin and Emory. Just visit CastleCountryRadio.com. We've got to pause for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over, talk some national sports, some NBA basketball. We are set to go as far as the conference finals. Maybe a surprise in the Western Conference. Not a huge surprise, but we get Golden State and Oklahoma City. Eastern Conference, we get Cleveland and Toronto. The Raptors closing out the Heat with a Game 7 victory yesterday. So we get the 1 versus the 2 in the East, the 1 versus the 3 in the West. We'll start breaking that down when we return here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM, Monday edition of Drive Time Sports.